A good Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chabura. We are up to the 13th Asay in the Asayin in Sefer Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'chol zeh shedibarnu ad ato. Everything that we've been discussing till now, all of the violations that one can violate when speaking Lashon Hara, when not being careful with his speech, hu afilu im misaper dvar emes al chavero. All we're talking till now about if somebody is telling the truth, he is not misrepresenting the facts, he is not lying, he is saying truthful negative facts about a fellow Jew. Avol, however, says the Chofetz Chaim, in betocha lashon hara or achila shalo, if within the speech, within the report, the negative report that he is saying about his fellow Jew, nisarev taruvais shel sheker b'miktsasai, there is some element of sheker within it. There's some falsehood, there's something inaccurate within the story that he's telling. Over gam kein al mitzvah sasei shekos b'Torah, then he also violates an additional mitzvah sasei, which it says in the Torah, midvar sheker tirchok, that from any falsehood one must keep far away. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes, V'gam nishtanish mo lipkam, also, when one speaks Lashon Hara, which is sheker, which is something false, then it takes on a new category. It becomes called, instead of Lashon Hara, it becomes called Motzi Shemra. And it's much more V'ancho chamor harbe yoser, it's much, much more severe than Lashon Hara, which is emes. So typical Lashon Hara is truth, and when it's some falsehood mixed in, so then that becomes what's called Motzi Shemra, which is much more severe. We learned a while back that the Torah actually refers to all Lashon Hara, even Lashon Hara, which is being said that's true, as something which is false. And the Chofetz Chaim, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, earlier explained by the Lav of Losis Hashem Hashav, that the reason why the Torah refers to all Lashon Hara, even quote-unquote true Lashon Hara, as Shem Hashav, as a false report, one of the reasons the Chofetz Chaim gave was because it's inevitable that when one speaks Lashon Hara, not in the presence of the person that he's speaking about, there's going to inevitably be some element of sheker, some falsehood that will be mixed in to what he said. So I wanted to just read for a few moments from the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Ayin Dalid. The Sefer Achinuch describes the full severity of sheker. So the Chinuch writes as follows: Ki hasheker niso v'nelach be'eni akol. The Chinuch writes that sheker is despicable, is disgusting in the eyes of everyone. There is an intuitive disgust and distaste for something which is false, for falsehood versus sheker. Ein dover ma'us mimenu. There is nothing, says the Chinuch, which is more disgusting than sheker. V'hame'era v'haklolois bebeis kolayavov, and curse and negative is going to be in the house, so to speak, of all those who love sheker. In other words, that sheker brings klala. Why? Mibnei shahashem yisparach kel emes, because Hashem, the stamp of Hashem, chaysamay shalak hadash baruch Hu, Hashem's hallmark, so to speak, is emes. V'chol asher ito emes, and all that is with him is emes. V'ein habrocha mitzuya v'chola ela b'misdami me'lov v'maseyam. The Chinuch writes that bracha, blessing, goodness, is only going to be able to take effect by those who are similar to Hashem in their actions. Liyos amitiyim k'meishehu kel emes. To be truthful like him who is a kel emes. One who is practicing MS, one who is practicing MS in his conduct and in his interactions with others and with himself, such a person is similar to Hashem. And when one is similar to Hashem, then he is close to Hashem, and all bracha can be can take effect, can be chal on one who is like Hashem and close to Hashem in that way. Avol kol mi shemasov behepich midai sevatayvois, but one whose actions, whose conduct is the opposite of Hashem's lofty midos, v'heim, who's that? Balei hasheker, those who are constantly engaged in falsehood. Shehem behepech midos of mamash. That is the polar opposite of the midos of Hashem. One who is involved, one who is engaged in falsehood, that is the polar opposite midah of Hashem. And therefore, so when they are at the opposite end of Hashem's midah, so to speak, so then bracha cannot take effect on them, and chas v'shalom, the opposite can happen. And he says, v'alkein, and that's why we find a very, very unique thing about the commandment of being truthful. And the Torah says, midvar sheker tirchok. The Torah says, keep far away. And he says, the Torah talks about being far away. The Torah doesn't say, don't lie. It says keep far away. The Torah, he says, by any other prohibition does not speak about being far away. But here it says far away. And that is because this is something which is the polar opposite, so, so distant. The midah of Hashem is the midah of Emes. Everything is Kel Emes. He's defined as a God of truth. And one who is engaging in falsehood is at the other, is the opposite extreme of that. And that's why the Torah tells us to keep so far away. It doesn't just say don't lie, don't engage in falsehood. So Hashem should help us to engage in MS to the greatest extent that we can, and thereby be zeiche to all the enormous bracha that comes with it. Have a wonderful Shabbos.